Evidence is mounting that Al-Qaeda and affiliated terrorist cells are planning for more attacks around the world. In recent days, terrorist suspects have been arrested from Europe to southern Africa. At the same time, mysteries have emerged about a missing airliner and a cargo ship filled with explosives. And Arab fighters, possibly from Al-Qaeda, have surfaced in Iraq to challenge U.S. forces there. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Just before the war in Iraq, Osama bin Laden himself appealed to his followers in an audio tape to resist the imminent U.S. invasion. But during and immediately after the war, there were no terrorist attacks, and that led some officials to conclude that the war on terrorism had broken Al-Qaeda's capability to mount significant strikes. Then came the bombings in Saudi Arabia and Morocco last month, and just last week, U.S. military authorities in Iraq concluded that Arab fighters, some possibly linked to Al-Qaeda, have infiltrated into Iraq and are now involved in some of the increasingly organized attacks on American troops. Yonah Alexander, a terrorism expert at the Potomac Institute in Washington, says he isn't surprised.
It was really predictable that after the military defeat in the field, the best way for them to get to the U.S. and the allies is to activate terrorism and guerrilla warfare.
Many experts predicted that the Iraq war would boost Osama bin Laden's appeal. One French analyst, Roland Jacquard, a consultant to the United Nations, was quoted yesterday in wire service reports as saying that 800 to 1,000 new terrorists are preparing suicide attacks right now against tourist and economic targets around the world. The Bush administration views the toppling of Saddam Hussein as a success in the war against terrorism, and yesterday the president pointed to recent arrests as evidence that Al-Qaeda is weakening.
Slowly but surely, we're dismantling the networks, and we'll continue on the hunt. It doesn't matter how long it takes.
It could take
a day, or it could take a month, it could take years.
Osama bin Laden continues to elude capture. Most experts believe he is hiding in the mountainous tribal areas of eastern Pakistan along the border with Afghanistan. Pakistan says it seized more than 500 individuals connected to Al-Qaeda. It was responsible for some of the most significant arrests, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, believed to be the mastermind of the September 11th attacks. But yesterday, when Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf was asked whether bin Laden is in Pakistan, he avoided a firm answer. Musharraf was meeting with President Bush at Camp David.
Now, whether Osama bin Laden is here or across the border, your guess, sir, will be as good as mine. But the possibility of his maybe shifting sides on the border is very much there. We are fully inside the areas which are treacherous areas, and there's no doubt in my mind that the military, with every passage of time, will be able to locate any Al-Qaeda members hiding in this area.
The signs of possible terrorist planning are everywhere. On Sunday, Greek authorities seized a ship in the Mediterranean carrying 750 tons of explosives and thousands of detonators. The owner of the cargo and the ship's destination remain a mystery, as does the case of the jetliner that disappeared from an airstrip in Angola a few weeks ago. No one, it seems, knows who took the airliner or where it went, raising fears that it could be used by terrorists. Again, Yonah Alexander.
This is a part of the scenery. We have to be alert to that kind of trafficking in weapons around the world, and it would require increased surveillance both in the maritime environment as well as the aviation.
The worldwide effort to destroy Al-Qaeda goes on, mostly out of public view. But just yesterday, six suspects from North Africa were arrested in Italy, and in Malawi, in southern Africa, five Al-Qaeda suspects were seized on Sunday. They are now in U.S. custody. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.